safe passage. Fletcher offered me...
There you go. Start again.
Okay. Safe passage. Fletcher offered me the job driving dead bodies around while I worked at Billy's one fall drinking and college football watching Saturday afternoon. Driving dead bodies around, not from the hospital to a funeral home or funeral home to a crematorium, just around. Fletcher didn't look like he'd ever want to bother himself with those dark and shiny suits funeral men wear. I still wanted to hear more. I'd heard job before I heard dead bodies. I needed money and the hours fit with my nights at Billy's. I didn't tell anybody at the start. 10 years of AA and I still have a temper. Long ago I stopped laughing at the drunk's jokes, the way the words fall out with a wad of beer and spit, stuff I mop up off the floor. Then I drove Pete, one of the regulars, after he flipped his bike and split open his head. I stood with Pete's mother at Riverside where I brought his body. I didn't care anymore what they said, and they knew enough not to say it. My jobs, drunk herding at Billy's, or doing safe transport, taking addicts from the Sunport up to that treatment center in Taos, or driving dead bodies, they're all on a continuum. My mom's favorite way of looking at the world. I've got one of those rulers with a bit of plastic fit onto it. Makes it easier to see the numbers. I think of each of these folks on that ruler, and I'm that bit of plastic angling a light over them, drunk in the bar or huddled in my passenger seat, shaking all 2 hours up to Taos, or unmoving in the back of my van. Generally, I drive the body straight from here to there. I don't want an accident where I'm not supposed to be. Dead guy in a body bag in the intersection? I'd end up on YouTube. For sure lose this job. But sometimes if my pickup is far enough east, I'll drive up towards Sandia Crest. That parking lot below the lodge, always empty in the summer, I pull in and look out across half of New Mexico. I talk to the bodies in the back, not for why you think that they can't tell anybody. They help me sort it out, the continuum thing, where I fit, before and now, and whenever it is I end up a dead body in the back of somebody's van. It will happen. I'm leaving Billy's, going to school for counseling. Like my ma, I like thinking about passages. I don't anymore want to be near the passage found at Billy's, pain to stupor. Safe passage, though. I like the sound of that. Sunport to Taos, holding Pete's ma's hand after he passed from this world to the next, and she from having a son to not. That I can do.